Huh. Kids, come on up. At least there'll be a children's one. Yeah. Oh, look at that happy face. That's great. Wow. Way to go, Becca. So, do you guys ever receive presents or gifts?
When it's my birthday, I get all kinds of presents.
Wow, when it's your birthday, you get all kinds of presents. You too?
Sometimes for Christmas, and sometimes my birthday.
Okay, good. So sometimes we get presents. You have an answer to that?
I had a birthday.
Did you get any presents?
Yeah.
You did? So, here's the question. What are some things... What are some things not to do with gifts? What are some things you should not do with gifts?
If you don't like the toy, don't throw it away.
Right. You shouldn't throw it in the trash. What else not to do with gifts?
If you're eating your lunch, if you don't eat your lunch, you just rip your presents open, that's right away, your parents will get mad.
Okay, we don't want to do what makes the parents mad, I think. That's what I took from that. How about you? What not to do with gifts?
When you open the gift, don't just throw the wrapping on the floor and not pick it up.
Okay.
Pick it up after you're done.
So kind of treasure the gift and even maybe the wrapping that it came in. Good. Application to spiritual gifts. Treat the wrapper right. All right. Well, today we're going to be talking about spiritual gifts. God gives every Christian a gift. That means God gives every Christian an ability to serve Him. You know what we should not do with that? Is ignore it, waste it, destroy it, or misuse it. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You so much for Your grace to us. Thank You for these kids. I do pray that You would help us to make wise use of all the gifts that You give us, whether those are gifts like presents at our birthday or spiritual gifts that You give to every Christian. Help us to be wise and careful how we use all the gifts that You've given us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Off you go. Thank you for coming up. She's going to stay here. Yeah. Let's open our Bibles together to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're continuing today our study of spiritual gifts. And as you turn to 1 Corinthians 12, let me remind you of this. That in 1 Corinthians, God is addressing some problems. Now there's more than that. But through the Apostle Paul, our Lord is addressing problems that were existing in the church at Corinth and that exist in the church today. There were problems there like disunity, immorality, and a lot of immaturity. And throughout these chapters that we've been studying, including chapter 12, God is dealing with these problems. One problem He's dealing with also at the beginning of chapter 12 is ignorance, not knowing the truth concerning spiritual matters. As we learned last time, our Lord does not want us. He doesn't want any of us to be ignorant concerning spiritual things. So to that end, in love for us, God is giving us truths to keep us from falling away. Last time, we looked at three truths. Today we look at four more. And these seven really form the foundation for an understanding of spiritual gifts. So today, simply four more truths that form the foundation for our understanding on spiritual gifts. All of this is so that we would not be led astray. That's the danger of spiritual ignorance, being led astray. Let's look together. We're reading verses 4 through 7. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 7. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. Verse 7. Say it with me. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Very simple. Four verses, four truths. These combined with the first three verses and the truths we looked at there, these form a foundational understanding on spiritual gifts. So let's look at these four together. The first one is in verse 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. What does diversities mean? It means differences. So I titled the message today, Differences Yet. We're going to see this word repeated three times. There are differences, all kinds of gifts. And some people say, well, there are differences of gifts, there are all kinds of gifts. How many exactly are there? Well, some have taken, and you may know that there are four places in the New Testament where God speaks very directly concerning gifts. Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, Ephesians 4, and 1 Peter 4. And some have taken those four passages of the New Testament, and they've come up with a list of 18 gifts, which is helpful. However, the Lord does not simply say, okay, you have gift number 3, and you have gift 8, and you have gift 12. Instead, it has been well said that God is like an artist. The various gifts, if there are 18, are like the colors on his palette. And God, like a good artist, is unlimited in the variety of paintings that he can paint with these gifts. In other words, there may be 18 gifts listed in the New Testament, but the variety among Christians is infinite. No two Christians are identical. There are all kinds of gifts and measures of giftedness among Christians in the church. That's the idea. There are differences among Christians when it comes to spiritual gifts. Differences in the kind, differences in the degree. The result of that is there are differences among all of us. Now notice again the verse 4. There are differences of what? Gifts. Very good. Gifts. It could be translated grace gifts. The root of this word is the word for grace. That means these things, that your giftedness, your spiritual gift or your spiritual giftedness is not something you earned. It's not a reward that you were given for something you did. You didn't buy it. You can't buy it. It's not a result. If you spent $50,000 going to seminary, your abilities out of that are not something you purchased. Okay? These are gifts. These are things that Christ gives to his people in the church. Paul himself refers to his own giftedness as the grace of God given to me. You look for that in Romans 12 and Ephesians 4, and you will find Paul says, according to the grace of God given to me, he's talking about his spiritual gift as an apostle and a preacher and a teacher. So, there are varieties of grace gifts among Christians in the church. But, or yet, on the other hand, what does verse 4 say? But the same Spirit, meaning it is one and the same Spirit, the Spirit of God, who is the source of all the gifts represented in the church body. So on the one hand, we are all very different. On the other hand, we are all exactly the same. You say, well, how does that work? That's God's design. Diversity and yet unity. We're all different in the sense that we are all able to do different things in the church. We're all enabled by God with our gifts and our giftedness to do various things in the body of Christ. On the other hand, it's true to say that we're all the same. We are all sinners, saved by the grace of God, undeserving of any of God's mercies, and yet all given this additional grace. And that is the privilege, the joy, the ability, and the responsibility to use our gifts in the body to build up the church. The most gifted woman in this church is, in a sense, no different at all from the least gifted woman in this church, in the sense that both were sinners, saved by the grace of God, and given a level and measure of ability to serve the Lord in the body of Christ. Therefore, and this is part of Paul's point, there is no place for boasting in your giftedness. There's no place in boasting in what you can do or have done for the Lord. And there is no place for one person exalting him or herself above another on the basis of their gifts or how they've used them. You who are older saints, I love you and I respect you. And you have done far more, many of you, than I have done. Maybe you've done more for the Lord than I will ever do. It's no basis for boasting. You should not look down on the rest of us who are younger and who have done less and say, well, back when I was whatever, serving, we did this or I did that. If you have perchance done less than I've done or something different than I've done, I have no place for saying, well, I was a missionary. And I have preached. Do you know how many sermons I've preached? Let me go count. No place for boasting. Why? There are diversities of gifts, but one and the same Spirit of God has graced us to have the ability to serve Him. That is a foundational truth for your understanding of spiritual gifts, so that you would not be led astray in your thinking. Second one, verse 5. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. You say, well, that sounds like the same thing. Not quite. Differences, that's the same. And then the word the same, that's the same. But what are ministries? Let's define ministries based on the context. Ministries are ways that you serve God with your gift for the profit of the church. Ministries are ways you serve God with your gifts for the benefit of the church. And what's he saying? There are all kinds of ministries. There are differences of ministries. There are all kinds of ways that you can serve God with your spiritual gifts in the church for the good of the church, and even outside of the church for the good of the church. A study of the word here, the word for ministries is diakonia, from which we get deacon. But a study of that word in the New Testament shows the kind of breadth there is in terms of ministries or ways that you can serve the Lord. For example, Luke 3:23 says that Jesus began his ministry, his diakonia, at age 30 or at 30 years of age. Ministry is a one-word summation of everything Jesus did. So let's think about what Jesus did and realize the diversity of ministry. Jesus spent time eating and drinking with sinners and tax collectors. Is that ministry? Yeah, it was for Jesus. How so? Jesus was having dinner or lunch or breakfast with sinners and tax collectors for the purpose of evangelism. Right? That's ministry. Someone says, hey, how come you're out at the barbecue? How come you didn't come to church or at the family reunion? How come? Serving Christ. As long as you're using your gift there for the good of the church. Eating and drinking with people, spending time with people, having dinner with people can be part of ministry. There are diversities of ministries. Jesus also spent much time with his disciples. Part of that was dining with them. They would recline on Jesus. That was ministry. Spending time with those whom he was discipling to strengthen them in their faith and in their understanding of truth. The first of those would be evangelism. The second is discipleship. Jesus also took his disciples with him to places. They would just go out and spend time together. They would walk and they would talk. Is walking and talking ministry? Could you have a walking ministry? Yes, you could. And there are people that do that. Hey, honey, let's go out for a walk. And as we do, let's talk about, you know, plans for the upcoming wedding. Or let's talk about plans for the rehearsal dinner. Or let's talk about what we're going to do next week in church. Let's talk about kids club. Let's talk about camp. Let's talk about... And you can be ministering as you walk or ride bikes together. God is not against you enjoying the beauty of his creation as you minister. And Jesus did that. He took his...